Welcome back to the Silver Boys Podcast. I am your host, Cam Silver.
And I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
So, Kyle, we left off with a lot of, you know, this could happen, this mm-hmm. might happen.
A lot of coulda, woulda, shouldas.
Yeah. It's like one of those, you know, like, all right, yeah, like we could see it happening, but I don't think we anticipate it to happen. Mm-hmm. Only for the next day, like, I don't know, give or take, what, 24 hours?
Probably 24 hours.
The two teams we talked about Oregon, we talked about Washington possibly moving out of the Pac-12 and going to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Friday, that officially happened.
And it happens, yes. Oh, man, Cam. Like, to actually be talking about it and then in real time the next day, like, it just take off like that, that Pac-12 is done up, man.
It's scary.
It really is.
Like, I never, you could have never told me that this would happen.
Not to like this extent either, like in how quickly it's happening either.
It happened as it was weird. Like you said, it happened in real time.
Yeah.
It wasn't like something that we were able to process. It wasn't like, mm-hmm. you know, like the USC-UCLA one where like USC-UCLA, I think it was the governor that was like trying to fight it and trying to keep them in the mm-hmm. Pac-12 or whatever. Like this one was just more so, look, if the Pac-12 don't got what we want, we skedaddle.
Yeah, and they don't got what they want, man. They don't. We talked about it last week. Those TV media rights deals, I think that's the biggest factor in the Pac-12 basically shutting down.
Oh, yeah, pretty much, because the Pac-12, from what I have read and what I have put up, I just put up a new article on it. From what I have read, it was the Pac-12 only had, like, rights to have their game streamed on Apple TV Plus.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's not enough exposure as the SEC being basically only on ESPN.
But ESPN now, exactly. And the Big Ten having to deal with basically Fox, CBS, and NBC.
Mm-hmm. Like those are four household channels and names that these teams and these organizations and these schools, they want this exposure from.
Exactly.
And to have that, like the Pac-12, you can't compete with that. You can't.
Mm-mm. Then, and you know, like you said, the Big Ten, the SEC, I guess now even the Big 12, because the Big 12 is with ESPN too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys, they're being broadcast on national television. Like I said before, with that whole Pac-12 network is not national. You know,
not even close.
Exactly. Like the SEC has their own channel on ESPN. The ACC mm-hmm. has their own channel on ESPN. And you know, like when you don't have access to that, people aren't going to go out of their way to go check you out. They're just going to check you out whenever you come on ESPN.
And that's the best way to put it. People are not going to go out of their way to check you out unless you're really committed to the school.
Exactly.
Unless your kid is playing, but like, you know what I'm saying, at Washington or like in Oregon,
exactly.
Like you might go out your way and get that type of network. But when you're just scrolling through on a Friday, Saturday night, what are you putting on? You putting on ESPN. They're the household name, like I said earlier, or you put it on NBC, you put it on CBS.
Putting on a Fox.
Fox, exactly. Like those are the type of, those. That's what school wants. That's what those school want. And you can't fault them for that.
No, and I don't fault them for that, because it's just the way that everything is moving now, you mm-hmm. know, and there's really nothing you could do about it. You know, the schools are getting money hungry, and rightfully so. You see like Alabama, LSU, and all these teams, they're getting new facilities and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. You know, they're getting the best recruits. Like before, the reason why USC and UCLA moved out of the Pac-12 and moved to the Big Ten is because they kept losing all their West Coast recruits mm-hmm. to teams like Alabama, to teams like, you know, Ole Miss and Georgia and stuff like that. Like, think about it. Alabama had Bryce Young. Bryce Young is from California. Mm-hmm. Clemson had DJ I can't even say his name. DJ Uguali, I think his name is. He's from California. They were like the top two recruits. Why are the top two recruits going to the East Coast?
Why are they going like literally across the country when they could go to USC or like or Washington, Oregon,
exactly.
Like stay on that coast? Like,
exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly. Why are they leaving? Because remember back then, Matt Leiner, Reggie Bush, you know, mm-hmm. everybody was going. You know, Oregon, Chip Kelly, everybody was going to the West Coast. Now the tide has shifted back, and then that's the reason why everyone wants to come back, is because the exposure is over there. The recruits are all over there. You know what I mean? Like that whole Texas, Florida region down there, Louisiana, all of that, that's where all the hot recruits are.
Yeah,
And that's where
absolutely.
everybody, you know what I mean? That's where everybody wants to recruit from.
All the eyes are on you at those schools in the East Coast. Like, let's talk about it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Basically, that think about it. Those are the only teams that me and you really, I'm not gonna say me and you really talk about, but basically the media itself talk about. The only reason why I'm probably gonna bring up USC almost every week is because of Caleb Williams. Think
Respectfully
about
so.
it.
Respectfully so.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, think about that. Like, Washington is probably another team that I'll bring up, you know, because they're a pretty good team and things of that nature. But I don't, just overall, the Pac-12 just didn't have it.
They didn't have it for years on end either.
And it sucks because this is their last year because the TV contracts are up, so no exit fees will have to be paid for any of the schools that are leaving. It sucks because this is their last year. And also, it might be one of their most talented. Oregon has Bo Nix at quarterback. Washington has Michael Penix Jr. at quarterback. Like I said, USC, Caleb Williams at quarterback. Deion Sanders has Colorado rocking right now. Utah's rocking right now. That's five teams right there.
That you just listed off easy.
Exactly. That's five teams right there that I believe that can get to some pretty serious bowls. That, you know, they can get to some pretty serious bowl games. And
Absolutely.
if USC plays the cards right, maybe even Washington plays their cards right, they're in the New Year's six. So, you know, it sucks. And, you know, the Pac-12 has been around since 1916, Kyle.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, Cam.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 1916, bro. I'm talking about a staple
Like for real.
in college football.
For real. That's insane, man. That's insane. That's actually like that puts it in its proper perspective. Like that's crazy.
Yeah. And it's something that I like just recently, like when they were talking about it, they were talking about, you know, how it's probably the last of the Pac-12, and they were talking about the history behind it. And I was like, 1916, because they were saying over a century. I was like, over a century. I was like, really? That long? But
That
yeah,
long.
that long. That
It's just
long.
out the door like that. Like just like that, it's
Yeah,
gone.
like think about it. Like I remember one of the reporters, they said they asked the Oregon State players, you know, what's the, you know, like the biggest game scheduled? They said obviously it's Oregon. You know, you want the bragging rights against, you know, your crosstown rival,
Course.
basically. And you know, something like that is getting taken away from them. Unless they do, you know, non-conference to non-conference, you know, games like home and homes, but that's not guaranteed to do, you know, with, you know, with, like I said, with Oregon moving in, and now Oregon, like the four teams that are left in the Pac-12 night right now is Oregon State, Washington State, Cal, and Stanford, and they're stranded.
Yeah, those are, I mean, those teams, like let's really think about it. Those aren't household name teams, and those aren't teams that we're gonna be respectfully talking about. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Those are teams that
They
every
really
once
are
in a
stranded.
blue, yeah, those are the once in a blue moon teams that pop up that, you know, where we're like, oh yeah, like such and such is doing great, like Washington State is doing great this year. Oh, who would have known?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's possibly what we could be seeing with like a TCU maybe this year. You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. So yeah, no, and it sucks for them because, like, you know, I'm hearing Cal and Stanford possibly to ACC, but there's a bunch of roadblocks for them to get to the ACC. But then also in reality, doesn't make sense for them to go to the ACC. Why would you go from Cali and then you're playing teams like North Carolina, you're playing
Yeah,
teams like Clemson and South Carolina. You know what I mean? You're playing Florida State down in Tallahassee, like for what? You know, like I would at
by
that,
traveling.
yeah, at that point, I just go to the Mountain West Conference, and that seems like the most viable option, honestly. I would, if I was the Mountain West, I would just try to absorb all four teams and, you know, try to go from there. You
Why
know,
not?
yeah, they're not gonna be no powerhouse, but you never know what they could bring.
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. I do.
Yeah, no, it's and the funny thing is though, it's not looking too hot for the ACC either.
Why you say that? Tell me.
Florida State was talking. I think it's Florida State's president, if I'm not mistaken. They said they're just basically not happy with the media rights that they're getting right now. They're not happy with the way that the money's being distributed amongst all the teams.
Oh, wow.
So, and in their head, they're thinking, you know, if we move, you know, we could get more money, type of thing. And I don't blame them. I think the two teams from there that could make the most money is Florida State and Clemson, obviously, especially in football
Yeah.
terms. But yeah, no, if that happens, wow. I'm gonna
Yeah.
talk about it.
That would be rocking.
But the only thing I'd say, the only thing that's keeping them is the fact that they would have to pay 120 mil in exit fees.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That I, yeah, because those exit fees, they're gonna be detrimental. You got
Because
to think at the right time.
that was the thing that stopped Texas and Oklahoma from leaving the Big 12 so early. Once they seen the exit fees, they kind of like was like, all right, well, see you in 2 years, SEC type
Yeah,
things. So,
pretty much.
but yeah, no, it's not looking good. And the only team I think that could save the ACC is Notre Dame. Notre Dame is an independent school. They're basically on there. We could do whatever we want, however we want to do it. They're always signing a new contract with NBC, Peacock. If you know, they stream their games off of Peacock now whenever they can't get on NBC for, you know, the live events or whatever. But yeah, no, they would be the only one because of the star power that they bring themselves.
Yes.
You know, so if they could pair up with, you know, if they could go to the ACC and, you know, they're always going to meet up with a Clemson, they're always going to meet up with a Florida State, a North Carolina team that has a Mack Brown as a coach, you know what I mean? So yeah, no, Notre Dame would probably be the only thing I would say that would really save the ACC in the next couple of years.
I can agree with that. Laying some knowledge on me. I can agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's a lot to handle because last
It's a
Friday
lot of
I
movement.
was
It's a
like,
lot of movement going on and a lot of talks. It's hard to keep up with, like, 'cause you don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know
no.
what's gonna happen like this. Trust me, when a couple months ago when we were about to get into, football season and stuff, nobody could have told me that the Pac-12 would be dismantled within a month, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Nobody could tell me that. I would have looked at you like you were crazy.
Yeah, no. And the funny thing is, I think we all kind of brushed off Colorado leaving for the
Yes,
Big 12.
they started it. They started the way.
Yeah, because it was like, because even I put that in my article, and I'm like, wait a minute, we didn't really get into to Colorado leaving.
No,
Like
no.
they just, you know what I mean? They just up left, and everyone's like, oh, well, what has Colorado done lately? But then at the day, you start seeing. Then they see Oregon and Washington, they're like, oh, well, we're not going to stream our games off of Apple TV Plus, or where is that going to get us? So then they dip off too. And then next thing you know, everyone's like, all right.
Colorado got Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders probably looked at them and was like, no, like we're not doing this. Apple
Oh,
TV, like we're not doing this.
no. Did you see their, what was it, their spring game? Their spring game, the whole stadium was almost sold out. No spring game sells out. Like
No.
that's not something that happens. It's just basically a live scrimmage that's put on TV. You know, you see your first stringers for like a couple, you know, a couple series, and then after that it's on to the second, third guys, you know, that are trying to like get proven, you know, locked in spots. Yeah, but I remember just seeing, I could still see the image. It was like snowy, but it was packed in there though. Like that's the effect that, you know what I mean? That's the effect that you get when you put in a coach like Deion Sanders who has the personality and who has the likes of you know, of the media.
Yeah, I agree 100,000%, man.
But yeah, I'm excited to see where this is gonna go.
I am too. I can't wait for it to start up, Cam. Like, let's I need this ball thrown in the air. I need to see some football, man.
We got 2 weeks left.
Two
2 weeks
weeks.
left. Then after that,
Two weeks.
we get down to it.
All right, you get down to business. That's what I'm talking about.
Got some, man, I got it. Got some heavy hitters.
Yeah,
But
that's gonna be it's gonna, I can't wait. Football season, college football season, all of it. We in for a good season. Like, I don't know. Something's telling me that this 2023, 2024 season is gonna be out of this world.
something crazy, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
because like I said, like think about it. Would have thought TCU last year, you know what I
That's
mean?
what I'm saying.
Like, are we gonna go back, you know, to the regular, you know, the Alabama, the Ohio State, Michigan, you know, Clemson, Georgia? Are we gonna go back to that? You know, is it gonna be another surprise team out there that just, you know, throws us all in for a loop? Like, who knows who could be the breakout star this year too? You know what I
Exactly.
mean? But I'm like I keep saying, bro, I can't wait. I can't.
You itching. I know. You itching now, boy.
Oh, another thing I wanted to talk about with this realignment is what does it do for like the middle lower tier teams in like these big conferences now? You know, like the Rutgers and, you know, like the
Yeah, we
Indianas.
actually I rem we did kind of like we got
We
into
kind
it
of
a little
touched
bit.
base on it.
Yeah, like I remember we were talking about how it's gonna force these teams to really like up their game now.
Yeah, it's sink or swim now.
It really is, because now you got these bigger name schools that are they want to push you out. And what is a Rutgers gonna do about it? You know, what are they gonna have to say about it, and can they say anything about it?
Because football, unlike basketball, I think football more so, because football has tradition. So the reason why guys go to Alabama's and the Ohio States and Michigan's because they have tradition. You know what I mean? They
Yes.
have the likes of,
Culture.
exactly that, the culture. They, when you look at those schools, you think of like all the guys that, came before them and that went on to the NFL. They trying to get to the ultimate goal. And I think that's the thing that gets lost in translation for those middle to lower tier teams. They don't have the tradition like the higher tier teams do.
Yes,
And
like
that's the thing that they're gonna really be fighting against. And it sucks because in basketball, it's kind of like that, but at the same time, it's not.
I think you can come from a lower name school in basketball though, and still make a name for yourself and still get into the NBA, maybe even go overseas. Football is completely different.
No, you it's either it's make or bust. It's make or
If,
bust.
no, like that, those are the only two options. It's gonna be rough. Like I think it's like the first like year and a half, like 2 years of like all of these big name, like Colorado leaving, and then ACC like doing what do they want to do? Like it's sink or swim. I don't got anything else to say other than that. Like you're right. Like it really is sink or swim. Either they're gonna get blown out or they're gonna come to fight.
They come to fight.
It's one or the other.
You only got two options.
That's it.
You don't got much else to do, so no. But like we talk about it from the bad side, but I'm trying to articulate with the good side. Exposure, honestly. Any given day, like anybody can have a big game, anybody can have a big season, to the point where other teams are looking like, well, we don't know how to stop such and such. You know what I mean? We've never seen this before, type thing. And that could come from those lower to bottom tier teams. You know what I mean? They could pop off on any moment. So,
And think about it too. Think about how we always like you play down and you play up to your competition. So these middle to lower tier schools, they could catch you slipping. And then they could get on a hot streak. And then think of, like you said, that exposure. If you knock off a ranked team, like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
If a ranked team is having, like, if a ranked team starts to have problems,
Like they start skidding a
they
little
start
bit.
skidding, and one of the in a team that just randomly catches fire and they just act on it, that's a scary sight.
That could be a make or break between, like, if you get into a bowl game or not. That could make or break if you make the college football playoffs. Because one of these lower tier teams is going to catch you
It's going
slipping.
to catch you, yeah.
So, and then again, exposure. Like there, that's all the media is going to be talking about. That's all we're going to be talking about.
Then guess what? It's the NFL scouts will come and get you.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing right there. It's like because scouts are obviously everywhere, and like those big ranked games, the Ohio State, Michigan games, if Alabama and Georgia ever meet up, in the SEC championship or whatever, those games, you would have a good amount of like 50 to 60 scouts per game
Oh,
at
yeah.
those games. So no, the media, just that's the big reason why they're doing it too, is the media. You know what I mean? They're trying to get those kids exposed to as much limelight as they can, which they
Yes.
should. You know,
As
they
no, like they're well deserving of it.
it's just so, you're messing with the tradition. There's no more rivalries almost. You
Exactly,
know,
yeah.
now you gotta create another one, which takes forever to do, almost, in a sense. You feel me? Like,
You're talking about years of like build up
Like
and going head to head.
decades, centuries almost.
Exactly.
So no, it's gonna be different, but hey, after this year, we're in for a whole new ball game, ladies and gentlemen. A whole new ball game.
That is a fact, Cam. That is a fact.
But all right, let's get to the NFL. The NFL just dropped their top 100 players list for 2023. Top 100 players, it's however you really think it is, honestly, in my opinion.
There's room for, people are always going to say guys have been moved here to here. Like, it's all opinionated, objective.
The only thing I like about the NFL, the way that the NFL does it, is the fact that it's the NFL players that vote each other. You know what I mean? It's not the media doing it. It's not people like, no offense, but it's not people like you and me who just sit behind a laptop or computer or whatever and just spew whatever or
And just
little comments.
watch, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like guys that you know that are in front of each other, you know, going against each other. That's the reason why I like it and I respect it so much. But yeah, no, I'm seeing guys on this list like Justin Fields is at 86.
What you think of Austin Eckler at 21?
I can't lie to you. Personally, he's one of my favorite running backs because he is a do-it-all running back like a Christian McCaffrey.
But you got C-Mac at 35 though now. I rank him higher.
Now that is a problem. Now that is a
come
huge
on,
problem.
Come on. No. I can't agree with that. I can't agree with that.
That's a huge problem. That's a huge no. That's a huge problem. He gets paid the most out of all the running backs and the literally dead running back market. Let's put that up there.
Exactly.
Shoot, if we're being honest, if he doesn't get traded to the 49ers, where were the 49ers last year? Nine in the championship.
Exactly.
We confirm that. So no, that's horrible.
I couldn't do it. Me personally, I couldn't do it.
No, that's horrible. Yeah, and like I'm looking at most of these real time because it's hard to remember them.
Yeah, you know, same.
Ja'Marr Chase out of 39. We could argue about that. He should
Yeah,
be
I seen that too.
He should be higher. Let's stop the games.
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right.
Even though I get on him, Dak Prescott at 56, I feel like he could be higher too.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I do actually. Let's see. Cooper Kupp got hurt last year. You could move him down. Kirk Cousins out of 42. Would you take Kirk Cousins over Dak Prescott?
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah, honestly, I think I would.
No, he doesn't move his feet enough for me. Next,
Dak's shaky. Dak is so shaky, yo. Like he's
so is Kirk Cousins. I don't trust a guy that likes a franchise tag.
Yo, I'm. That's a heads or a tail. That's a coin flip to me.
I feel you on that.
That's a coin flip.
I feel you on that. But maybe I don't know. Maybe it's because I did also have a lot of hype. You know, when Dak Prescott came out of college at Mississippi State, there was a lot of hype around him, and I was part of the people that put a lot of hype around him because I see him at Mississippi State. I know what he can do. I put it to you like that. Now, maybe being a Dallas Cowboy just does something to you, as we see.
I think it does.
But let's be honest.
I'm also tell you something. Kirk Cousins is that high because of Justin Jefferson.
Oh, hell. Justin Jefferson is number two.
He's carrying that team.
Jefferson is number two.
Like, come on. Come on.
Like, there's no way.
Okay. Lamar Jackson at 72?
Okay. Well, somebody needs to be.
Lamar Jackson at 72.
Telling me, bro, they have Jared Goff at 66. Come on now.
No.
Come on now.
I'm sorry. It's irrelevant now. I'm sorry. It's irrelevant.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
Right, I can't lie. This might be the worst list that they've had in a long time. This.
No, that's irrelevant, brother. I can't do that.
Deebo Samuel at 61. I don't like that either. Because Deebo Samuel, let's be honest, Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey are literally two of the same.
Exactly.
How are you able to have two of the same people and they're listed literally like almost halfway like away from each other? It don't make no sense.
No, Deebo's easily top. I put him top 20.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Easily. He does things that other guys cannot do, period.
But then you got to think about it too. You got to take like, you know, Chris Jones, defensive tackle. Like that's a tough, like he's tough.
Yeah, he's tough. And him sitting out for the money that he wants, I understand that. Another thing, and I might be biased on this, but I don't care. TJ Watt, why is TJ Watt at 27?
Yeah.
Because, all right, I'm going to put it to you like this. When TJ Watt is in the game, if you watch the Steelers play, when TJ Watt is in the game, the Steelers have a much, much greater chance at winning the game.
All right, TJ Watt. I mean, I know you're a Steelers fan, so you watch more of a Steelers game than a Raiders game. But TJ Watt or Max Crosby? Because you got Max Crosby, same position at 17.
TJ Watt
versus TJ.
TJ
at
Watt
27.
Broke TJ Watt. What did he do? He either I forgot if he either tied or I think he broke the sack record in 16 games. And he was in not just 16 games though. That was before they expanded to that one extra game of 17. But also. And also, he was injured most of that. He was injured a good amount of that season.
He was.
Think about that. I think he only played like 11 to 12 games that, or like 13 games that season.
I agree.
When he's in the game, they're like first in turnovers. They're first in, you know, like tackles for loss and things of that nature.
Yeah.
He subjectively changes the game. Now, I'm not going to sit here and put him at like no Aaron Donald, because Aaron Donald has done more and he's done it at the brighter lights, but you got to put some respect on dude's name.
Absolutely. You have to. I agree. I agree. TJ, watch that dude, man. He's no scrub.
Yeah, no, like he's basically a smaller version of JJ and faster.
Faster. That's what it is. He's way
Yeah,
like JJ was powerhouse.
he's way
TJ,
fast.
though, is he'll run around that edge like this.
Like it's
Blink
nothing.
of an eye.
Like it's nothing. It'd be scaring me.
I mean, like, yo, shout out to Sauce Gardner, though, like 23. Like, okay,
That's
boy.
respect. That's
Okay,
respect right
boy.
there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
That's
is.
respect right there. He reminds me a lot of Darrell. He reminds me a lot of Darrell. Like he's not afraid to be out there on the island by
Yo,
himself.
I was just about to say, he's one of those dudes that love being on an island by himself.
He don't care, yo. And the cool thing is, like the receivers that he got that he practices against now. You know, Allen Lazard, Garrett Wilson. You know, like he has like pretty good guys that he's practicing against every day. That's gonna get him better. You know, like so, like when they do get out on the field, you know, this upcoming season, he's gonna be better than he was last year.
All right, and then I have a problem. Where is Saquon Barkley?
Saquon is 31st.
Oh, I didn't see that. I was about to say, brother. I was about to throw the
You have to
phone out
have
the
a
window.
I
I was about to throw the phone out the window. I didn't see it. I didn't see him. I was scrolling.
31. 31. Give or take, I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
It's not many other, you know, like Derrick Henry's at 25.
See? I was just about to say, yeah. Like, what? That's one, maybe two running backs that are ahead of him in the
Yeah.
top 100 list.
Yeah, actually. No,
No,
Josh
Nick Chubb,
Jacobs. Josh
Josh
Jacobs and Nick
Jacobs,
Chubb.
yes,
Yeah. Yeah.
Derrick
Yeah.
Henry, yeah.
Give or take, yeah. I give it that one. I'm not mad at that.
I'm not either. Middle of the pack, almost, like, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, so no, I can't be mad at that one. But yeah, no, this list is questionable to say the least.
Yeah, we could go with questionable. I like that. I like that.
Telling you, the one that really throws me for a loop is Lamar Jackson. Like, I don't
Yeah,
care how much.
no. I can't have that.
I don't care how much he gets hurt, bro. Y'all don't understand, bro. People
It
literally watch
definitely takes me
Raven games
aback
just to
that.
see. I only watch Raven games just to see him. And I'm Steelers fan. I can't stand him.
Being in the same division and all
I hate that I gotta see him twice a year. It
that.
sucks.
That boy's
Him
scary.
and Ice Burr. Ice Burr. I call him Ice Burr. Ice Burr Joe. That's
Yo,
who he is. Ice Burr Joe.
Joe
Oh.
Burr.
That boy is cold. I can't lie.
Joe Burr. I mean, you got to think about it, though. Every list is subject to interpretation. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
of course. Yeah. No. So you can't get too mad at it. It is what it
No.
is. But yeah, no. Obviously, with everything, you're always gonna have something to say if you don't agree with it. Yeah, no. Man, whew, kind of ran over by a little bit, but
All right.
it's
That's okay. Good
all to
conversation.
the good. It's all to the good. All convo. But yeah, man, just can't wait for the season to start. We still got a couple more weeks, so you know, storage is still being flooded out. You know, I'm pretty sure we'll start getting what's it called? We'll start getting you know, reports on like who's starting for teams. You know, especially in college, sooner than the NFL. And the NFL will kind of see it in real time, honestly, because they announced their cuts. But yeah, no, it's like you said, Kyle. It's gonna be a ride.
Hey man, strap me in, brother. Strap me in. Let's get it. I can't wait.
Oh, another thing that we got to talk about next time is Hard Knocks. We didn't get a chance to talk about Hard Knocks. We got to talk about
Yeah,
that.
oh yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
But yeah, man. Hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for checking us out. Talk to you guys next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.